So anyway, you can see, obviously, a year that wasn't very good for the Democrats. Back to when Jimmy Carter won against Ford. It's an east-west split almost, right? With the Democrats, Carter, another Southerner from Georgia, taking the southeast except Virginia, very clearly, with Ford taking the west almost entirely, and then the northeast, the upper Great Lakes split, at least at the state level. It's a little bit more complicated when we look at counties. That wasn't that long. I guess I'm old enough that it doesn't seem like that long ago to me, but we see a very different geography. And I have to ask if anybody knows why you have a vote for Ronald Reagan coming from Washington. Ever heard of a faithless elector? About half of the states have laws that the electors have to vote the way the states vote. But the other half don't. The electors can vote for whoever they want, basically. And so we had an elector from Washington who really liked Ronald Reagan and voted for him regardless. If you're interested in, you can go to Wikipedia and see the states that require them to vote as the state does, but not all of them by any means. Finally, my last historical map, because I'll be showing these as we go over the course, from 1896, William McKinley against William Jennings Bryan. The pattern is pretty much the opposite of what we have today, with a few exceptions, with Washington having been voting for the Democratic Party then and now, Kentucky voting for the Republican Party then and now, and Indiana then and now, North Dakota perhaps, but otherwise it's pretty much the inverse. And again, the question is, have the areas changed, have the parties changed, or is it a bit of both? Well, in this election, William Jennings Bryan was in favor of the common people, the poor people, particularly farmers. Farmers and miners. He ran on a platform of inflation. He wanted coinage in silver. His big issue was the gold standard. He claimed that the American workers and farmers were being crucified on a cross of gold. They were deeply indebted. There was a shortage of gold, which meant it was a deflationary environment, and farmers who were deeply indebted couldn't make their payments. So it was really an election all about monetary policy, which is interesting considering some of the issues we're facing today. McKinley was the candidate of the gold standard, of hard money, of fiscal conservatism. So then, yeah, it seems right. Republicans, more business-oriented. Democrats on the opposite side. When you look at the religious issue, it's the opposite.